Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 10:30 here on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. Tonight, I'm going to talk about one controversial subject and one not-so-controversial subject. First, I'm going to get the controversy out of the way and talk about Hulk Hogan. Now, there are a lot of people, especially on social media, who have opinions about Hulk Hogan's status with WWE. And I'm one of them. However, my opinion differs from the majority. I'm in the minority who thinks that the Hulk Hogan thing just needs to die down and maybe not be forgiven, but it's time to move on from what happened or what was revealed to have happened 3 years ago, when in reality it happened approximately 10 years ago. And I am not in any way defending what he said, because I think it is absolutely indefensible. That is a word that I do not like. I have friends who are African American. If you listen to the show on Tuesday night, my guest, Mark Magnum, who I couldn't be prouder to be his friend, and there are people that I'm closer to, but he is one of the absolute best people I have ever met. And he happens to be African American. And like I said, one of the absolute best people I've ever met. I have other friends who are African American or even some mixed race that, again, some of the absolute best people I've ever met. So what Hulk Hogan said absolutely just angered me when it first came out. But then I got to thinking, that was a private conversation that somebody happened to record without his knowledge. And if people went back in my personal life, they'd find things I'm not proud of. And I'm sure 99% of people who bash Hogan have things in their personal life they're not proud of. Hulk Hogan says he's not proud of it. I believe him. I may be called gullible. I may be called racist. I've been called several things because I believe Hulk Hogan is genuinely sorry for what he said and not for the fact that he got caught saying it. And I think WWE easing him back into the mix is the right thing to do. I don't think he should start showing up every week I definitely don't think he should ever wrestle again. I mean, the man is 65 years old. Him wrestling again could prove fatal, especially with his hip and knee replacements that he's had and his multiple back surgeries. He is best served to just make an appearance here and there and you know, come out every now and then, get the crowd popped, and that's it, and disappear again. Now, his tribute to Mean Gene Okerlund, I thought, was excellent. The video packages that WWE put together was beautiful. Hulk Hogan's words were eloquent and to the point. And it wasn't until he was done for Mean Gene and for the crowd in attendance who obviously wanted it that he became Hulk Hogan. I believe 90% of the time that he was out there, he was Terry Bollea. And not till the very end did he become Hulk Hogan. But I just think it's time that the WWE Universe and wrestling fans in general let it go and let Hulk Hogan back in professional wrestling where he belongs, because he is, whether his haters want to admit it or not, and before I say this, he is not my favorite professional wrestler. I don't think he's the best professional wrestler in the world. But he is, without a doubt, the biggest living icon in professional wrestling. And I think having him involved is a good thing, as long as he is not involved on the creative side. Because we saw what that did to WCW. We saw what that did to TNA. Especially if you get him and Bischoff together. I just think that's a bad idea. So as long as he stays away from the creative side, I think having Hulk Hogan involved in professional wrestling again is a good thing. But that's all I'm going to say about Hulk Hogan. I want to talk about AEW now. I watched the press conference, rally, whatever you want to call it, on Tuesday. I guess you can't really call it a press conference because there wasn't a whole lot of press there. Of course, we saw some of the people who are signing, the Young Bucks, Hangman Page, Joey Janela, MJF, of course, Penelope Ford with Joey Janela. If we don't get a street fight rematch from All In between Joey Janela and Hangman Page at some point in AEW, I'm going to be sad, because that was a great match for a street fight. And Penelope Ford's involvement in that was awesome. And if she is part of the women's division, I'm all for that too, because I have seen some of her wrestling and she is really damn good. So, also, Pac came out and confronted Hangman Page. So it looks like Pac versus Hangman Page is going to be the main event of Double or Nothing on May 25th on pay-per-view. Which, if that is the case, sign me up. I want to see that match. And we get introduced to the first hired producer for AEW, which was Billy Gunn, which we also saw his, for those of us who were watching, we saw his son backstage at the rally, so we, is it too much of a stretch to assume that his son is also going to be signing with AEW? Because I think that would be, I think that would be a good signing, because his son impressed me in the All In Battle Royal. And of course, the biggest shocking signing of all, well, if you read the dirt sheets, it really wasn't that big of a shock, because it's rumored, he's rumored to have been involved since the beginning, but Chris Jericho, who has now obviously left WWE for good, is signed with AEW. The rumor is it is a 3-year deal, and I would assume that that means that he is gone from WWE for good, because I think a 3-year deal would put him around 50 years old when his contract expires with AEW. So they announced, obviously, their first show will be in Las Vegas, All or Nothing, or Double or Nothing. I think I called it All or Nothing earlier, but Double or Nothing on May 25th from the MGM Grand, and I think I'm definitely looking forward to that. And their second show will be in Jacksonville, which is their home of their home base of operations, since they are owned by the Khan family, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the majority of the proceeds, or a chunk of the proceeds, they didn't say a majority, they said a chunk, will go to fight gun violence, which I think is a worthy cause. I am pro Second Amendment, which I usually don't get into politics on this show, but I'm pro Second Amendment, but I believe that the end to gun violence is a worthy cause. I support guns for hunting, self-defense, and sport. I'm not a big fan. I don't support people who just go out and shoot people for the fun of it. But so those were the two topics I really wanted to get into tonight, and I'm really looking forward to see what AEW does. I'm following them on all forms of social media. I'm hoping, and I've even tagged him in a post stating such, I'm hoping at some point this year to have Cody Rhodes as a guest here on Matt Chat. I don't think it'll happen, but I'm hopeful. I have a list of 12 people that I would really, really like to get as guests. And I figure one a month spread out throughout the year would be a great way to boost my ratings. Granted, that's not the only reason I want to do it. I want to do it because I want these people to have another platform to spread their message. And I look forward to, I know at least three of them have already said that they were interested, so I will be working to knock those three out or get those three lined up over the next few months, or I will work to get them lined up over the next several weeks, and then hopefully announce when they will be. Again, I'm planning on having one in January, one in February, one in March. I'm not going to do them all three because I want to do one big interview a month with somebody who is at least nationally known. Or known in a fairly large region. So I've got Casey Carlisle, Aaron Williams, and Legendary Larry D lined up to do interviews. I just got to message them and try to work out times. And if that means I have to adjust when I do my show, that's what I will do. Because these are interviews, all 12 of these interviews that I am trying to do are, to me, they're huge, and they could potentially set me up for greater success down the road, which I love doing this, but I also want to be able to parlay this into a bigger part of my business that I am trying to establish. And if I don't get more listeners, that's not going to happen. So that's what I'm working on. And if you're in the Covington, Kentucky area, the Cincinnati, Ohio area this weekend and don't mind the cold and the possibility of some heavy snow, which is in the forecast, Saturday night it hits indoor batting cages. Brian Pillman Jr. will be at the NWF show, and he will be wrestling. I am not going to say who he is wrestling, although I do know. I was told who he will be wrestling, or at least I was told the rumor of who he would be wrestling. I haven't 100% confirmed it, and I don't like to spread rumors, so I'm not going to say who I was told he's wrestling. But if you're a Northern Wrestling Federation fan, if you're in Covington, Kentucky, or Cincinnati, Ohio, make it down to Hits. You don't want to miss this. It's Brian Pillman Jr. That enough should make you want to be at this show. I'm about out of time. I will be back to my normal schedule next week. I will be doing a show tomorrow night. Maybe. Let's be honest. My memory kind of sucks, so it's not. It's not 100% certain that I will remember to do the show. But I will make my best efforts to do a show tomorrow night. And I plan on returning to my regular schedule next week. Have a good night, everybody.